kiss a lot of frogs.
So in closing, be open. I like to say, if in doubt, send it out. Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player that ever lived, said, I missed 100% of the shots that I didn't take. So go out there and take shots. Remember, it's a numbers game. The more places you show up, the more chance you have of finding a suitable opportunity. One of the things I didn't mention earlier when you're presenting yourself for jobs is just as often as you don't get brought in because you don't have enough of the qualifications they're looking for, often you're not brought in because you have too many of the qualifications they're looking for or have different experience than what they're looking for, and they think you might be bored in the job and they can't deliver on what you're looking for in your next position. So it's not about the value of you as an employee. It's about how appropriate you might be for the particular role, that organization, and the given situation that they're looking to fill. It is not personal. And I throw in enjoy the process, and I'm sure people are saying, ugh, how can I enjoy this process? But if you look at it as an exploration, an opportunity to find out a bit about yourself, you may evolve in the course of looking for a job as far as opportunities or potential career pathways that you might take. You'll get an opportunity to meet with different people and maybe within different organizations. Those are all valuable experiences that might come into play as part of your journey, which we talked about earlier, which makes up your professional narrative. And by getting back to professional narrative, perhaps we've come full circle. Right, Barb?